Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks sliding them down, man. How's everybody doing tonight, man? I'd like to welcome everybody to the Brother For Real Radio Show. Tonight we will be throwing stones at you. We upset with you. We're going to be throwing stones out there tonight, folks. You hear the old saying, a hit dog will holler.
Mm.
You guys heard that before, right?
Yeah, too many times.
Too many times.
Yeah, I've heard it before.
Hey, you throw a rock in a bunch of... Well, you're not calling people dogs, but that's just, you know, an analogy. We're not calling people dogs, but we're just trying to make the point. You throw a group, you see a big group of dogs standing there in a corner or in a pile or whatever, a pack or school or whatever you call it. You throw a rock over there. The one that gets hit is going to go, ooh, ooh.
What do you throw a real big rock?
The rest of them may run, but that's just one I'm going to holler.
If you throw a real big rock and just knock him out? And he ain't gonna holler.
He'll holler for you.
He'll holler for you to knock out. He'll go, oh! It was like a boulder, man. It was like a boulder. I don't think you're gonna hear a peep out of it.
We're not trying to do anybody like that.
We ain't trying to kill the dog. We're trying to knock him out.
I guess we need
to specify how the dog will be hit.
Yeah.
So if he's going to be merely hit by a stone, perhaps he will holler. However, if you drop a boulder on the same animal, it's a good likelihood that you will hit nothing from him.
And it may
Here's what we're going to say. Here's what we're going to say.
What about the size?
Here's what we're
going to
say.
Go ahead.
Here's what we're going to say, guys. Okay, brother. Here's what we're going to say right quick. for the purpose of moving the conversation, we're going to say we're going to throw a small size rock.
And a medium sized dog.
Wait a minute.
And
now,
a medium sized dog. You boys are in rare form. Hold up, boys. Y'all boys in rare form. Let me just talk for a minute. Chill out. Chill out. Hey, everybody just let me talk for a minute. Give me a minute. Give me a minute.
Go ahead, talk.
Give me a minute. Here's some other stuff I want to holler at right quick.
Are you guys following this thing with
Gladys Knight? Or this people are kind of jumping on Gladys Knight for agreeing to do the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Let me give you my opinion.
Go ahead, man. No, I want to hear your opinion, but I read about it. I was a little shocked by the viciousness of the guy's piece that he wrote. I had to think back and say, "Wow, man, I may have to rethink this whole Super Bowl and football thing, because I didn't realize people had that strong of an opinion about it to this date. I thought it had kind of died down some, but this guy was really, he had a very strong opinion to Gladys Knight and the whole boycott. So anyway, go ahead, Leon.
Very strong.
I'll sing it.
No, right.
You better not. You might not sell any more insurance after you do, man. The way this guy was right.
No, but the thing about it is, stuff like that, if you know what's in your heart, is what matters. Because it doesn't mean that much to me, one way or the other.
Here's the deal.
It don't mean anything to me.
My opinion about it is, Gladys Knight she has the right to do what she wants to. That's just the way I look at it. If she wants to sing at the Super Bowl, she wants to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl, last night on the road, the midnight train to Georgia and all that stuff, man, to bend the love overboard.
Neither one would be the first to think about it.
She even heard it through the grapevine.
But I'll tell you something else, too, about Gladys Knight. I think she's
neither one of us
want to
be the first to say goodbye.
Yeah, but I think on a for real tip, I think she's proven to be socially conscious as well. And, you know, sometimes people who are doing the judging and the harsh, not being able to give a person any type of, benefit of the doubt as to what is in their heart or consciousness, I wonder who these people are, because who is it? Who's been doing so much out here that they can do that? Because I'm not holding an account. I know I don't have to deal with the KKK head up. I've had to fight, you know, I've been fighting for rights ever since I've been a young adult. And I'm not looking at her, frowning at her because she's singing at the Super Bowl. So I'm wondering, who are the people who are holding her to this high standard?
There's some boys. There's some folks out here, man. They are way over there. Now I'm gonna tell you this though, guys. This is something to ponder. I read the whole piece that the guy wrote, and he came swinging hard. There was one line that stood out to me that made me go, Everything else, I was kind of like, wow, man, that seemed a little extreme. He said this line that made me actually think and say, hold, let me think about this. He said, no matter what you feel, none of these teams that are playing would hire Kaepernick. All 32 of them.
They just might not want him, man.
They just may not want him
as a quarterback.
Is that?
But some of them, most of them, that wasn't the case with most of them, though.
But it's really a fair standard. You're holding one person. We got all these black quarterbacks out here. I'm saying, are you saying it has to be him or the whole I'm just saying, it's usually not about an individual to that extent, I would think. Even with anyway, just go ahead, Rob. I
hear what you're saying, Curtis. Now, Kaepernick actually filed a lawsuit against the NFL. And during the discovery, they were discovering, and if, you know, the discovery process, you have to kind of lay all your cards on the table. And during that discovery process, there was some indication, I don't have the whole story in front of me, that there was a decision by some of these owners not to hire him, whether they needed a quarterback or not.
My question is, he's never given Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, a nickname.
What's that?
What's that back there, man?
What's going on? That's Kaepernick. Calm down, Gladys.
See, the thing about it is, to make the point that no NFL team would hire him is not necessarily a valid point if they didn't need a quarterback.
Like the Kansas City Chiefs, for instance. They definitely didn't need a quarterback. They didn't need a black one,
exactly.
And they didn't need a quarterback.
Exactly. I mean, you got, like I said, you got even Dallas. I don't like Dallas's owner, but they had a young black guy to come in and replace, you know, Romo. And he was like a third-string quarterback, and emerged. So I'm just saying, I don't know if it's a valid point to say no team will hire him. No team. I mean, I don't think the Patriots needed him. I mean, there's just certain teams that wouldn't have needed a quarterback. But at the same time, I understand the institutional racism side of this and how. The kneeling and all these other things brought out an ugly face of America that violated his not only his constitutional right, but some of the people who were complaining about what he was doing was actually going against what the flag represented as far as freedom and freedom of choice and all that. So I got that. But to deal with my dear friend Gladys Knight, I don't know if I've been convinced that it is justifiable to condemn her for carrying out her gifts based upon an opportunity she received.
Well, I think.
I know nobody's going to hire me to sing at the Super Bowl, but if I would sing. And the reason I would sing is because, first of all, to me, it's nothing but a song. And like I say, it's just like the scripture says, you can be in the world without being of the world. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just because you are in Rome, you don't necessarily feel like the Romans. And a lot of times, you know, you just have to go out here and do what, because if the truth were to be known, a lot of things that we are doing, just like talking on these cell phones, for example, talking on these telephones, well, we don't have no interest in that, money-wise. I mean, and we're talking about corporations, Exxon, and all these people that are doing things against us, but we're going right along with it. So why you want to pick out a singer?
Let me tell you something else, too. This is another thing.
Last night.
Okay, this is another thing, too, Leon and Robert and Joseph, and I get what Joseph is saying, too. My thing is, first of all, we never got the opportunity to talk to the organizers of this boycott. I know I didn't. And I know a lot of people probably had questions as to how long it was supposed to go on, what were the objectives, is it just to get Kaepernick a job, is it to demonstrate our being fed up with the unaccountability of policing. What were the objectives? When did it start? And did we get anything to show for what we were trying to do? I think the boycott itself was not clear enough for people to know. This is not like the Montgomery boycott where Gladys Knight would have gotten on the bus to sing. Everybody knew about the boycott. They knew the objectives, and they knew not to be on the bus. I don't think this boycott has been clear enough either to hold her to such a high level of accountability.
I didn't know there was a boycott.
It's possible, like Joseph, she probably didn't even know there was a boycott going on. She said somebody said come. She was thinking like, "Hey, they put me on the same stage with Beyonce and Prince. You darn right."
Right. Right.
Give them my number.
Check this out, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, right quick. brother. Ladies and gentlemen, brother. Right quick, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the Brother For Real radio show. We're throwing stones tonight, and we're also talking about and discussing Miss Gladys Knight's decision to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl this year. And here's some excerpts. Here's the deal. Here's what we're discussing right now. It's an open letter which calls on Gladys Knight to stop buck dancing and cooning, as he puts it. And it's written by a guy named Naji Ali, and he's the director of Project Islamic Hope, H-O-P-E, which must be an acronym for something. And let me start it out. I'm going to read just a little bit of it. He wrote, this is an open letter to Gladys Knight, the legendary singer who is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and seven-time Grammy Award winner. Sister Gladys, no one can dispute that as a singer, songwriter, actress, businesswoman, and author, your career achievements are outstanding. I, along with many African Americans, grew up listening to and loving your music. So I write this to you with extreme disappointment as you prepare to perform the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, at this year's Super Bowl in Atlanta. Sister Gladys, you issued a statement commenting on Colin Kaepernick and defending your position, which reads in part, and I'm going to read this right quick. This is his quote, as he's quoting this from a statement by Gladys Knight. I understand that Mr. Kaepernick is protesting two things, and they are police violence and injustice, she wrote. It is unfortunate that our national anthem has been dragged into this debate when the distinctive senses of the national anthem and fighting for justice should each stand alone. I am here today on Saturday, February 3rd, to give the anthem back its voice, to stand for that historic choice of words the way it unites us when we hear it, and to free it from the same prejudices and struggles I have fought long and hard for all my life, from walking back hallways, from marching with our social leaders, from using my voice for good. I have been in the forefront of this battle longer than most of those voicing their opinions to win the right to sing our country's anthem on a stage as large as the Super Bowl. Now, that's how she framed, in part, what she said. Now, I'm going to read you the last part of his statement right quick. He said, understand, not a single team hired Kaepernick. They remain in solidarity in their decision. I have no respect for anyone performing in the Super Bowl, Sister Gladys. Based on your civil rights laurels, you boasted about your betrayal of the movement, and your own people are shocking. Just say you want the check and stop pretending you're doing this for us.
Dang. Dang, bro.
I think that's very disrespectful to what she has done. And I would say to anybody, we have different ways in how we fight. And nobody has the right, as far as I'm concerned, if a person is doing good in the movement for justice, to act as if their view is so much above another person who does justice in a different manner. I think I have enough lashes on my back if I want to be angry at Miss Knight. I think I have more of a right, because I've been arrested probably more than 20 times for civil disobedience. I have had to deal with the KKK head on in my family. I think I have just as much right as anybody to critique who's worthy of being called a coon or a sellout in our community. And I resent what I heard. And if the writer would like to talk to me personally, I would be more than happy to, because, again, I do not think the objectives of the NFL boycott were clear enough across the country. I don't think the objectives or the demands were clear. And so, therefore, with Gladys Knight being a person who has marched, has stood in the community, and has earned the right to sing if she wants to sing, I'm supporting her if she wants to sing.
Hey, let me drop a nugget here. Now, one thing I do, one place where I will disagree with Sister Knight is that she's saying we can't separate the anthem from these social issues. Now, I understand her objectives and her motives are good, But historically, when we're looking at things like the flag and the national anthem, they are tied directly to this is the the country's brand per se, and we can call it the national anthem the theme song. So while her motives and her objectives are good, I think it was erroneous of her to try to separate the anthem from these issues. When I grew up,
if there is,
I was one of these people. I was one of these people that did not stand up for the anthem because I felt it was representative of oppression and all the things that we were going through at the time. So there is a right. I think there is a right and there's a time to use that platform to symbolize or to showcase your disrespect. I'm just not sure that this is the time or the place.
Yeah, well, my thing is I don't agree with the statement, and I'm not sure if it's her statement totally, but I don't agree with his quote if that's what she said. But if she has but I think her singing the national anthem in of itself, using that platform to display her talents, and if she has the heart, the soul, and the mind in the direction of justice, I don't think that particular act would determine whether she does or don't. And that's all I'm saying. I don't agree with the statement because I protest the flag, I protest the anthem, I do all that. But I'm just saying a lady who has contributed so much to the movement, to life, I wouldn't hold her to one act as it pertains to a boycott that has never been, as far as I'm concerned, clear enough in its objectives and how it would be implemented.
And I think the author has a right to voice his displeasure, but I do feel that there's quite a bit of disrespect in the way he addressed her. And I think we can, as a community, treat our people, regardless of how we feel about them, in that kind of disrespect.
And I feel a lot better if that was a woman talking to her. I don't feel comfortable with a man talking to her like that. In a national forum. If women want to call each other those types of things, I think that's one thing. But I think a man has to be very careful in how he addresses a woman who has given so much to her community.
Hello.
I agree. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the Brother For Real radio show. We're talking about throwing stones, and we're talking about Ms. Gladys Knight, and we do have Sabrina Huff on the line. Good evening, Sabrina. How are you?
Hey, Sabrina.
Gentlemen, how's everybody doing? I'm glad I got a chance to listen in. I came on late, but I did see the post that you put on, Leon, and I am in total agreement that this letter is not only belittling, not only disrespectful, but actually a little shocking to me that we have not come far enough that we realize, like Curtis just said, there are certain things that we may say in our neighborhood, but when you put it on a national level, I think it gives people outside of our community more ammunition to see us divided. And I think that's a place where right now in the country that we're in, because it's a new country now, in the country that we're in, we cannot afford to show any more division amongst ourselves. So I'm really, and I agree with the fact that for him to be that disrespectful to such a renowned person in our community is just hurtful, not just for her being famous, but for a woman.
Yeah. I think it should come harder to the NFL and not that hard to her. I think, see, that's what I would do. I would still continue going hard toward the NFL. Black people are having enough problems having to try to walk this walk. And we can always find what a person did that we disagree with, whether we feel like in our own opinions that was the wrong thing to do. But there's just so much racism and hatred out here until we can put that kind of thought toward the actual enemy and not injure a person who basically had tried to struggle and had to struggle racism and had to go through what I'm sure Gladys Knight had to go through. So I'm sympathetic to people, especially after they survived. There's just so much in the entertainment community that can destroy you. And for her to have still be here looking good, sounding good, I say the lady should be able to do whatever she decides to do.
And can I
just and if she's not stealing from anybody, she's not hurting anybody. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to add one last thing to that is that she really, at this point, the sad thing is it's out, it's in the media, and I'm sure we will see it on big platforms in the media, and that's the sad part to me, that she has to endure that on that side, because I'm sure during the NFL, I would be surprised if someone from the network does not, any of the networks, wouldn't try to bring that letter up.
Absolutely. Brother Lola, we're getting ready to take a break. Brother, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Brothers for Real radio show. The number to call in is 215-383-3872. Tonight we're talking about the, we're trying to throw some stones. We're asking parents, why can't your kids read? I mean, why? Okay, let's say there is a reason. Let's make sure you're working on that reason. But why are our kids the ones that can't read? Why are our kids the ones who are ended up in prison? I know, okay, we're being played by the system, right? But when are we going to learn how to play the system? We know how to play everything. Why can't we learn how to play this system? Yes, sir.
I have something that's been on my mind. That's a good point, too. I think we should address that question with all of our might. But you ever watch the news sometime and somebody does a heinous crime and you keep saying to yourself, please don't let them be black, please don't let them be black, please don't let them be black. You ever go through that?
Every time one happens.
Well, you heard about the lady that was comatose and got pregnant at this facility down in Florida. I think it was Florida. Maybe
man,
California.
Man, you know what? I saw this dude picture. And now, you know, since I got one of my eyes a little lazy, now I'll be saying, please don't let him be black and have a lazy eye.
Well, you struck out that time, buddy. you might need to go into hiding for a couple of days. Man, I was so hurt. I was like, God, no, that is so foul. Oh, my God.
That's foul.
I just couldn't. I was almost in tears when I saw that with a brother. I said, no.
That's foul
brother.
As it gets.
Come on.
So
man,
then, you know,
no.
I cried. You know, I cried. I'm a good eye when I saw that. Joker had a bad eye, too, man.
Oh, man. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there because I know I'm not the only one that goes through that every time something bad happens. Like, please don't let it be black. Please, please, please.
Every time.
I didn't know y'all had changed the subject from NFL, but anyway.
Man, we talk about it.
Yeah, man, we're going to take a break.
So, okay.
Man, we might be talking about you when we get back.
Yeah, I thought he played for the NFL.
Man, that boy beating that drum, man. He had a problem.
Man, that sounds good, man.
He beating that drum like he had a problem with it.
Good.
Tell you one thing. When we enter Black History Month, I want y'all to play my song. We want justice on this place.
What?
When we start entering Black History Month.
Do we have a? Do we have Leon? Do you have his song, Leon?
Yeah, man.
All right, let's play.
We want to spend that.
Okay, no problem,
hook.
Man.
That's
hey,
that,
you know what?
That hook, man.
I want to play.
Daniel and everything.
I want to play Desmer too, singing that "Lift Every Voice and Sing." So
yeah,
let's get that
man.
Up there.
Exactly right, man. Exactly right.
That girl was singing, boy. That girl can sing.
She was, man. That was a baby singing that thing too. She probably was about 13 or 12 then. I got to go back and check her age. But yeah, she was a young girl singing that thing.
And wasn't Daniel playing the music?
Yeah.
Man, he did all the music, man.
We gotta play
Daniel
that
official
yeah, man.
Music, man, for the family.
Yeah,
check this out, guys, right
got,
quick.
Okay,
this is the guy's title to his letter. It says, "Open letter calls on." Anyway, this is the BlackAmericaWeb.com's caption for this letter that was written, and we're gonna move on. But anyway, it says, "Open letter calls on Gladys Knight to stop buck dancing and cooning."
Ah,
so, of course, that's
man,
how
she, ugly.
That's
ugly.
Yeah.
So I shared it in one of the Facebook posts that says, this a lady, Miss Doris Redfern, she comments, she's not on the line, so I'm going to use her comment tonight. She said, "I find this caption distasteful and disparaging to Miss Knight. Why does everything have to be a cause? For those of us of the struggling civil rights era, many times we had to alternate ways to get things done. We had to find alternative ways to get things done. Maybe she has a different vision from those who have benefited from her past accomplishments, but who themselves have not contributed anything but rhetoric." Whew. Hmm. That's deep.
Yeah. And see, that's my thing. That's I always come back to, who is this talking? Is this person moving the mountain? Have he freed 300 slaves or something? Did I miss?
All we know,
I
man, I don't really know the brother like that. He may have.
Right.
I don't
right.
know. He might be here to them because.
But you know what? But you know yeah. this would always say to folks, because I've talked about this on my show on Radio One before on several occasions, and I ask people, should the football players and that cause bear the cross alone while the rest of us go free? Everybody else is going to work. They're doing it like Joseph said. They're drinking their beers. They're driving their cars. They're talking on their phone. They ain't making no kind of sacrifice, and criticizing
right.
everybody else who's making some
right.
sacrifice, but not the sacrifice they want.
Exactly.
It's easy to sacrifice.
Again,
it's easy to sacrifice something that's not going to hurt you.
And again, y'all, I go back to this point, and it's valid. The protest of this boycott. The objectives, the guidelines were not that clear. I mean, that's another thing that I have a problem with. This is not the Montgomery boycott that every black person know exactly what to do. They've been given instructions overnight. They had a copy of "You don't ride the bus until we get the bus driver to stop discriminating against black folk." It's not clear.
What was supposed to mean?
Well, Leon,
do you know
Leon.
Anything about it, Curtis? Do you know anything about it?
What?
Kurt Leon.
About this, yes, sir.
Well, we have a history of being sidetracked by trivia. Mm-hmm. And to me, this is somewhat of a trivial matter. Just like the point that I've been making for years is how we get caught up in things like, what are we going to be called? We got called colored. And then somebody decided one day we shouldn't be colored, we should be Negroes. And somebody decided one day after we were Negroes for a while, we shouldn't be Negroes, we should be blacks. And then after a while, somebody decided we shouldn't be Negroes, blacks, or colored, but we should be African Americans. But
first
the point
I've Afro American, then it went to African American, just to help your point.
Afro American didn't last long. But the point that I'm making is this. We don't need to get caught up in the trivial argument, you know, such as like this guy talking about whether Gladys Knight should sing the national anthem or not. It's like the thing with the color and the black and the Negro. Colored people, a lot of them are acting better than African Americans acting. Negroes, and they were more conscious than blacks, and white people have never stopped treating us any differently because of the way we were called, of what we were called. Never stopped treating us any differently. We got more African Americans being shot down by police than we had colored people. We got more black men in prison than we had Negroes. So we just need to quit worrying about trivial stuff and start focusing on the real issues that's consistently holding us back. We need to
Like our children can't read.
Our children can't read, and you know, and we all know it. They can't read. They can't write. We're still not supporting our own businesses.
Hello.
We're still in our hoods shooting up our own people. We're still destroying our own neighborhoods. So we need to quit worrying about trivial stuff like who's going to sing in the national anthem. Just like I said, yeah, I'll sing at it because I like to sing. And, you know, and the song is pretty cool. I don't know about Francis Scott.
Don't sing that third verse, whatever you do. Don't sing the verse number three about the Harlem slaves. So, as long as you don't do that.
Yeah. You see. Okay, go ahead. But my point is,
we don't need
to get sidetracked by these trivial things. We can't do it. We got too much work ahead.
Yeah,
right.
I would say let's. One thing we can't do though, we can't silence the voices of folks who have a different opinion. But I think, however you come to the table, you have to come correct. You have to come with respect. You have to have your facts together, and let people know what you're thinking without disparaging other people who have a different opinion.
Yeah, yeah, because we don't want any degree of black on black crime.
Yeah. We don't want anybody killing anybody. We don't want.
And you don't want
like
to be harassing.
That sounds like black on black crime. What he was doing.
Hey, let me ask
you
this.
He messed up when he messed with Gladys. Huh?
Let me ask you this, boys. Do you think that Tom Joyner and Black America Web were wrong in that headline? Could they have done something? Or were they trying to do clickbait? Or were they just trying to get some ratings and some views by putting that controversial heading out there?
Well, they, that's marketing.
I'm gonna tell you the entertainer I was upset with, though. But I'm gonna tell you the entertainer that I was upset with, that nobody is talking about, nobody talked about, never made a whole lot of media. You remember when President Barack Obama invited Al Green to the inaugural ball, and he turned it down, saying he had other engagements. And the way President Obama was singing his songs and dancing off of his song. So he said, let's get Al Green up here. And he turned it down. To me,
why
that was disrespectful.
Wow.
He's talking about he had other engagements. But what I'm saying is, nobody
Maybe
ever talked.
Booked.
Huh?
He was booked up. Maybe he was booked up.
I mean, how do you get two booked up to go to the inauguration of the first black Negro, colored, African American president.
Maybe his grits were still burning him, man.
If you sold out a stadium, man, you'll find a way. If you break that contract, I get your point, though. I get your point.
But that's not racism,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, they talking about they had a club you supposed to play at that night, man. They were paying.
I don't care. I don't care who you singing for. I done paid you to show up, and you talking about you gonna go sing for Obama. I said, man, forget that. We done paid you, boot dude.
Man, but imagine how much money. I'm sure they paid Gladys Knight pretty good to go down there and sing. I'm sure they played a pretty good.
You know what I heard, though, man? Those halftime shows, they don't pay those guys.
Hey, what about our girl, Chrisette Michelle? Remember her?
Yeah.
Oh, man. She's still suffering. She took a $75,000 check to sing at Trump's inauguration. She has been blackballed by the community. She is
That's
still
different.
Crying about it.
She's still singing.
Both, yeah, well, she had a concert in Philadelphia recently, in the place that she used to pack the house. They said that thing was half full. People won't come here anymore.
Different.
She should have known better than that.
Yeah, she should have known that.
Hey,
well,
known
Hey, but is she and Gladys in the same category?
No.
Robert, I know better than that.
Man. See, that's what I'm saying about this boycott. This boycott is not clear enough. Trump is clear. It's not clear about where the line is.
But Trump is not debatable, huh?
Yeah, it's not clear on is the boycott over yet? We don't know. Are we still boycotting?
Curtis.
Yeah.
18% of black men somehow think Trump is okay. Figure that one out.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, I'm not saying. I'm gonna throw a stone right now, man. I'm going to throw a stone for real right now. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, they need mental health treatment.
Yeah, all of them.
18% of us need mental health, you know. So hey,
that's all that means, right?
In any community,
yeah. So I give him that 18. Yeah,
I guess.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold up, brothers. Give me a minute. Brothers, give me a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the Brother For Real radio show. We're talking about throwing stones and Gladys Knight. We have some callers on the line. Caller number 843-249-3100. Do you want to talk to us?
No.
Well,
hello. We're going to give you one more second.
The matter of the situation.
All right, because these guys love to talk.
No.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. How are you?
Hey.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Hey. How you doing?
Sí, sí, la misión de video marketing pública de Brother Pro Rio.
Who is that? Okay. She said hello.
Hello.
Sound like her voice
is
going in and
out. Yes.
Hey, Kelly. Who? How are you?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Great.
How
what you
doing?
Got on your mind this evening?
I'm just listening to the brothers.
Hey, you listening to the brothers?
Let me get my singing voice on, Dan, since we got a nice young lady.
As unless you have any thoughts on the Gladys Knight matter.
Hey, Kelly, how are you? I appreciate you calling in tonight and listening to the brothers.
Train to Georgia, leaving on the midnight train. Oh.
I'm going to hang up on y'all, man. Hey,
I'm singing Gladys Knight tonight.
I want to hear Kelly, man.
Kelly, what's your thoughts on this Gladys Knight situation we've been talking about all night?
Kelly, if you ain't talking. Go ahead.
It's just a toss-up.
Yeah, she kind of like, Kelly said she's on the fence about this one.
I don't think she's singing at all.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Kelly. Kelly said she don't think
Kelly?
He can sing.
No, she don't even sing.
Kelly.
She
must be.
She didn't grow up with Gladys Knight.
No, I'm saying she new school.
Yeah, that's a gentleman's thing.
New school. Yeah.
Yeah. She generation thing. She never heard many
Gladys Knight.
But I'm telling you guys, there is a strong body of people out here who are still very much into this boycott, and they feel pretty strong. They're very adamant about this Gladys Knight situation. I'm saying we can't dismiss it outright. I'm just saying if you're going to do it with respect.
Right. And my thing, too, again, I want the organizers of the boycott to help to clarify the guidelines, what we are wanting, what are the objectives, and when do we feel that the boycott has met those objectives. So that people can be clear on should we still be participating. Because I know for a fact that a lot of people watch the Super Bowl and the games all year this year not knowing whether to boycott or not. The first year people were more into it, but I think as time went on it was not clear about what the objectives were. And I don't think that's the fault of the people. I think the organizers of the boycott, we need to come to the table. And we need to be clear. We need to have clear demands so that people can know this is what we are asking for. We're asking for better police accountability. We're asking for the people in the NFL to treat the players with respect and allow their rights to be expressed, whatever they may be. I think we need to have some clear objectives. That's my only thing here. Yeah.
I would say
that's a very valid point, and that's something And that's a very valid point. You know, how you can have a protest and you don't know when you won.
Hey, but guys, check this out now. Check this out. And I gotta give you a little pushback on this. The people that control the media, they can declare it over by just like right now. They don't broadcast the beginning of the games because that's where most of the protests are taking place. You notice right now, you don't see the national anthem anymore. They turned it off.
Well, you know what it is, but that still does not negate the fact that the people are not clear on what the objectives are. Even if we saw them kneeling before the game, what are the fans to do? Do you not look at TV? What are the entertainers to do? Never to sing on the NFL stage? I don't think it's clear. That's all I'm saying as to what to do to carry out the boycott and get the best result for whatever the objectives are. I think that's
possible.
That's not clear.
Is it possible that we're not plugged in to the media? Now, one thing I've noticed that sometimes there's an underground current that we look to the mainstream media for guidance on what's happening, what's important, what's the issue of the day. And they have an agenda. We have to work a little harder to find those undergrounds that are also dispensing information. And it's a little harder to get to, but that's not an excuse not to get it. We have to go dig a little deeper sometime and do a little querying and digging a little deeper.
I would like better if there are people worrying about the NFL, because first of all, I don't even know why they got to sing in the national anthem and in a football game for that matter. What's that got to do with anything? Singing the national anthem at a football game. Why a football game, basketball game, any of those venues? But next thing is, I think black people need to be focusing on, number one, how we going to start getting better voter participation in these national and these local elections, state elections, things that really affect your pocketbook. That's what we need to be working on. We need to start working on this. How we going to stop killing each other, you know. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be finished. And I would feel better about black folk boycotting smoking cigarettes than I would about boycotting the NFL. Because cigarettes kill about 500,000 people every year. Kill about 500,000 people every year. And a disproportionate number of those people that are killed by cigarettes or black people.
We got so much, man.
Okay, let me say something a minute, and I'll be finished too. I want to finish this up. I think our policy of not necessarily one thing over the other, I think would still apply to this. I think, Joseph, you should still consider that boycott of the cigarettes. And I think also that if somebody wanted to boycott the NFL, I think it's good if they do. I just think that they should have clear demands and the boycott guidelines should be clear, and there should be a way of getting that out to the masses and the grassroots. We shouldn't have to depend on the media to do it. It should be out in the organizations, out in churches, out in the streets. But we have to find a way to get clear objectives anytime we engage in a boycott. That's my thing.
I might end up boycotting anyway because none of my teams are in the Super Bowl.
Boo. Bad.
No, that's not a good reason.
Yeah, we're going to put the trap door on you. Where's that button you push when you fall to the floor?
Who's your team, Joe? Who's your team, man? Who do you want, man? Who are you looking for?
Tell you who I want in the Super Bowl. Of course, you know I want the Chiefs in there.
Right.
I want the Chiefs.
You know, have one more now.
Seattle.
And the NFC, I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, maybe the I wouldn't mind seeing the Panthers.
Yeah.
Okay.
We
got what you on
that. I don't care. I like old Russell Wilson. And ever since that time they lost on the goal line, man, that's just left so a bad taste in so many people's mouths.
Yep.
But
how do you
think
orchestrate that?
That coach should have gotten fired. He should have gotten fired. I mean, the boy was in beast mode.
But, Joe, The pushback. The pushback on that is, I got to push back on everything. I'm just controversial. If Pete Carroll had not been the daredevil that he was, they would not have made it to the Super Bowl. He just couldn't turn it off. That guy was just making those crazy decisions all year long, and they worked. He got more of them to fall his way than not. He just didn't know when to turn it off. That was not the time. That was the time to change your stripes, and he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it.
Yeah, I get like
that. Another Chiefs fired their defensive coach, man.
I get like that. I'm playing cards.
I'm like that in business. I take the risk. I say I'm going to miss some, but I'm going to lose some. But I'm going to get more than I miss. And that has served me well. I can't wait till I get to the big one and say, well, I'm going to change my approach now. Because then I'm going to be second guessing. I'll be beating myself up if it didn't work.
Well, let me give you a little pushback.
Robert.
I got a little pushback.
Robert.
Yo. Yes, sir.
I needed that. That was a good point, Robert. I feel much better. Now
anytime,
I don't feel up on
it. Anytime.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
I'll say this out, guys. I'm going to let you go. You know the Chiefs fired their defensive coach. Well, it kind of makes sense. These guys kept running up the score, and everybody keeps beating them. Well, not everybody kept beating them. But when you score 37 points, man, or 31 points, you ought to win, you know?
You ought to win. But you know, but that was the problem with the Chiefs the entire year. They said the defense had too many holes in it, too many holes.
Yeah,
and
they would
another
get 100
problem.
They would get 50 another, points. Everybody else would get 50 points too. Everybody would get 49.
So then, like, tell you, man, something's wrong with this picture. We need to fire this guy. This guy on his other end.
Right.
You know, we're running up some points, some good scores, but everybody's catching them.
That's right. But I'm going to tell you something else, too.
So they fired the guy, man. They fired him.
I'm going to tell you another reason they didn't win. Andy Reid is jinxed.
That is. He doesn't look right in red, anyway. He doesn't look right in red. I'm used to him being in green and whatever the Eagles' colors were.
You know how many years that
just
yeah.
Man,
yeah,
I'm
there,
back
hard to see him in there.
Pushback.
Right
there,
I am.
Curtis got some pushback over there.
Pushback.
What you got, Kurt?
Okay, man. We just had this whole thing about Gladys Knight, her participation in the NFL, and we had a young lady on the call who obviously felt kind of like that the NFL boycott has a lot of legitimacy that should be respected. And then the conversation went off into a whole discussion about football teams. And
yeah, that was wrong.
My thing is I wouldn't engage in it because I don't know if it's striking some people the wrong way as if we're big football fans while we're talking about a very sensitive matter.
Yeah.
Well, let me think about it.
We're going to hang up then and talk about it with you then. That going to work for you?
Well, I think, this is what I think, Curtis. I think the brothers for real, the reason that we are the brothers for real is because we're real. We're going to be the same way on the phone that we are off the phone.
Right.
We're going to make some folks happy, and we're going to turn some folks off. But the brothers have to be real.
Yeah,
gotta be real, man. Yeah,
got to
gotta
be
real. Play that song.
Leon,
you got that.
Leon,
you got that song, man. You got
Leon.
That song. Sure.
Here we go. Hold up, guys, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, let me do another break right quick because we're running out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the Brothers for Real Radio Show.
Sure,
glad to let you know that we're talking about Gladys Knight and we're throwing stones tonight. We do have some callers on the line. 562-900-8778. Would you like to speak?
Yes.
Yes.
Brenda Richards, so I'm calling about Gladys Knight.
Uh-oh.
They pay me? If they pay me, I would sing. Because I would sing. We are wishy-washy with everything. Okay, he's boycotting, I understand. But when it comes to killing each other, we don't stand up and boycott. So that's why I say I would get up there and sing. Let them pay me. I would do it. I would definitely do it.
I said, Brenda, that warming up.
You're a singer, though, right? That's kind of from the, that's coming from the objective of a singer.
Brenda,
yeah,
let me hear a few notes.
Yeah, I tell you.
Oh, Brenda going to sing for us.
Brenda, no, I'm not.
Hey, Rob,
we
got another call on the line.
No. But that's
not
going to
sing tonight.
Been...
I can tell you that.
No, we're
well,
not
I'm
doing
glad,
it tonight.
I'm glad
but,
to be on the side with Brenda. Brenda Richardson.
Yeah,
she,
and I agree with Joseph. We need to stand for what is right. We need to stand apart. Our children can't read. Our children can't write. And we're killing each other. It's not. They. I know they're trying to kill us, but we are doing more or killing us ourselves. And no one's standing up for that. But then they want to talk junk about Gladys. And she's been singing. That's not right.
Well, Brenda, why don't you say what you really think? I think Brenda thinks Gladys you're singing. And if Gladys turns it down, if Gladys turns it down, I think Brenda gonna go up there and sing
I
her place.
Well, let me say this too. Can I say something? I want to say this. I want to go on record saying I feel good being on the side with Brenda Richardson, because Brenda Richardson puts her talent, her money, her work where her mouth is, where the struggle is, where we need help. And so if this sister can say that, I can rest well tonight.
All right, bro. Thank you. All right.
All right. Give Brenda a hand, y'all. Give Brenda a hand.
Amen.
Give Brenda a hand.
Amen. This is a
we have another call on the line, 704-962-1638. Would you like to speak? You know, if it was me, I wouldn't even know my number. Anyway, I don't even have to be in it. 704-962-1638, would you like to speak? Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the Brother For Real Radio Show. We're about to run out of time in just a little bit. Anyway, we've been throwing stones tonight. We hope we hit somebody. We hope we made somebody holler, H-O-L-L-E-R, not H-O-L-L-A. And all we've been talking about Gladys Knight and how this Super Bowl thing and how she's going to sing at the Super Bowl. And I'm so proud of Gladys Knight and her accomplishments. I just hope she goes on that Super Bowl and she turns that mother out. You know what I mean? Hope she just turns
Leon,
that mother out.
Leon, this is something I've been wanting to say forever since we've been on the radio. Have you all ever heard Houston sing at the Super Bowl that year she sung?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Who? Man,
yeah.
That girl.
Yeah. Whitney Houston.
Oh, Whitney
Houston.
Man,
Whitney Houston.
Gaye, remember him?
That guy can sing.
Marvin Gaye did it in the tune of Sexual Healing. Oh, Let's Get It On or something. I don't know what he was doing, but, you know, people liked it.
Let's drop bombs tonight. Wake up. Because we've got the stripes.
What you saying there, Joe? There ain't no Super Bowl. There ain't no national anthem.
There is a national anthem. Sexual healing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was saying it in a very strange way.
Yeah. But he was, I heard that rendition. I think it was at a basketball game. But either way, I think it was good, though, what he did.
I saw this morning.
Hey, guys. Before you get out of here, I want to throw out a quick just a quick note to the people who are suffering due to the government shutdown. As I stated in one of our earlier shows, this shutdown is actually, I think it has racist overtones, because when Trump says it's going to hurt more Democrats when he does it, he's really saying that's code. And we have the workforce is disproportionately African-American. About 20% of the workforce is African-American, even though about 13% of the population. And so when you hear people using this us against them, this is one more divisive tactic used by Trump, because they think that, and it goes back to that Southern strategy where Lee Atwater says, yes, white people are going to be hurt, but black people are going to suffer more. It's part of that same strategy. So if anything you can do to help some of these folks who are suffering, it's a time for our community to step up. And whether you agree with the shutdown or disagree, just know that black people are suffering right now in very large numbers.
Especially, I'm going to tell you who's suffering the most. The people who are suffering the most are low-paid government workers Yeah. And the majority of low-paid government workers are African-American, black, colored, Negro, whatever you want to call them. But, Robert,
right.
that is a, right. And did you see what Trump did at the Dr. Martin Luther King Memorial?
On yeah, Dr. Martin Luther King. The last minute. Right there, but 90 seconds to drop the reef. He did a drive-by.
He said, it's a beautiful day. Y'all have a good day. Bye.
A drive-by. That was Martin Luther King Day.
Well, but,
I didn't want him to go by there. I wouldn't even want him coming by my house.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't stay. I'm glad he didn't stay because Dr. King,
I was too
Dr.
long.
King doesn't need,
he stayed too long.
Doesn't need dirt. He doesn't need dirt standing there acting as if it's representing him. He is the exact thing Dr. King died trying to fight. So he did the right thing. Yeah,
that's right.
He's a low-down. Yeah, he's the reason why Dr. King is dead. So,
right.
So there's no need him getting up there acting like it. You know, we need to deal with him, though. That's a different show. And I'm not just saying him, but I'm saying the new Trumpism, the new form of racism that's emerging through Trumpism. So
we need
to deal with that at some point.
Get out here and vote.
Last question right quick, guys. What should Pelosi do about this shutdown, man? Is any of this weight on her, man, that she need to make a move? What? What she need to do, man? We can't go on like this forever, that fool. We can't go on like this forever.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is not, I've said it too many times, Trump is not the only one to blame. Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
Over there in the Senate. You can start
the
ball.
You know, that's just like Trump. What should the other side be doing? What are we satisfied with what the Democrats are doing at this point? Are we satisfied with them just sitting there waiting on this fool to change his mind?
Well, what I'm saying, the Democrats, there's nothing the Democrats can do. The Democrats They have Senate appropriations bill to the Senate. The only thing the Senate needs to do is at least hold a vote on it. And Mitch McConnell is not doing that. But Trump is such an useful idiot. He's letting all these other racists use him, thinking that he can actually shut the government down, and he cannot. Trump cannot shut the government down by himself. And that's what people need to understand and realize. It's not all on Trump. But Trump is such an egotistical, narcissistic maniac. He likes taking the credit for it. But he cannot do that on his own.
Running out of adjectives.
Before we leave the show, though, I do think the Democrats should start to attach the impeachment reasoning also to the shutdown. Because I think what is happening is we keep running after this rabbit called collusion, and they keep changing the goalposts. But there are so many other reasons why this man should be impeached and imprisoned until we do not have to chase that rabbit. And I think this should just be added to the number of reasons why he should be impeached, because he did abuse his power along with Mitch McConnell and Pence. I think those three guys should be targets into the impeachment process, and I think this should be another reason as to why, rather than just acting like this is something separate. Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. We're out here. You've been listening to the Brothers for Real Radio Show. We'll be right back next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Thank you for joining us. We have enjoyed your presence and your input. God bless you. Good night, brothers.
Hey, man. Good night. God bless you.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
Mom doing good, man.
Mom hanging in there, man.
That's good, man. That's good. I'm
laying down. She's just laying down. And the mama's smiling. And laughing and talking. Beautiful thing.
Man, that's making my day, man. That's making my day. I gotta get down there. I'll try to get down there in the probably next month or so and check on mom and the rest of the family. So
yeah,
try to
you know, birthday party is Saturday.
Yeah, on my birthday. It's my birthday.
90th birthday.
That's my birthday. Is that her birthday or is that just a party day?
I think that's a party day. I'm not sure of her thing, but anyway.
I have to teach a course on
every party.
I have to teach a course on my birthday, so I'm not too happy about it, but that's why I'll be on Saturday. Hey, man, good show tonight, man. It was fire. It was a lot of fireworks tonight.
Good
fire,
show, man. We appreciate you, brother. You have a good night, man. Tell everybody hello.
All right, bro. Likewise.
Yo. Yes, sir.
Come on, put your hands together.